asserts that creating the world is involved in our every act. It is late August, 4 a.m. I've broken the ice and begun writing this book. An appropriate metaphor, ice, as a hard frost embosses the earth, trees, the bleached straw grass. As I walk to my farm shed come office, the Milky Way curves above me, each star pulsing sharply in the clear air, the Southern Cross slowly turning on its elbow. I can see the dark shape of what some Aboriginal nations call the emu in the sky, the emu's head nestling below the cross. As my feet crunch the grass, a male magpie, somewhere in the canopy of a candlebark gum, maintains a gentle, melodious night warbling. Holding a pen, I ponder the clarity of this night world and the journey I wish to relate. For this is partly a story about country, about my own country, country on which my family have lived for 5 generations, and I for most of my life, country on which I grew up, running barefoot the long day, gamboling with potty lambs, tadpoling and exploring thick bush. It is country on which I discovered the natural world and a lifelong interest in birds, mammals, reptiles and other creatures, along with their vegetative and subterranean abodes, on which I trapped and banded birds in study, collected butterflies and spot-lit owls and gliding marsupials, and on which I learnt to track wallabies and kangaroos, and to flush secretive nightjars from peppermint gum hollows. But also country on which I learnt to hunt with gun and rifle, to fish for trout in nearby streams, first with worms, then fly, to milk a cow, to cut and split wood, to kill and butcher a sheep or steer, to muster livestock, sheep, cattle, goats, to ride and jump a horse, to drive farm trucks, tractors and motorbikes, to start diesel engines and pumps, and to use a shearing handpiece, badly. And yet, though intimately my country, I came to realise that for a long time, I didn't fully understand it. Consequently, at times, I caused immense damage to this country, in some paddocks, perhaps at least a few thousand years' worth. I now know that if we want to profitably manage, nurture, and regenerate country, then we need to fathom where it came from and how, what it is made of, how it works and functions, how it was managed before us, what organisms and vegetation reside on it, and how they in turn function and play a role. However, while the narrative that follows reveals snippets of my personal journey of ecological enlightenment, its core is the remarkable awakening of a new regenerative agriculture in Australia and elsewhere. This book is about a new agriculture and the implications of landscape management, about healthy and unhealthy food, and how modern industrial agriculture and the connected food system is not just poisoning us, but is also confoundingly making us obese while starving us at the same time. About the potentialities of rural and urban societies and human well-being, and about the actions of seemingly ordinary farmers extraordinarily regenerating their landscapes. It is about a group of farmers and others providing answers to Paul Hawkins' evocative question in his book, Blessed Unrest. What would a world feel like that created solutions from the ground up? And so in the end, this book is about the future survival of Earth and humanity. This is a story for our story-loving species at this most critical of all moments in its entire time on Earth. Our species is labelled Homo sapiens sapiens, allegedly for being doubly wise. To the contrary, we have for many centuries behaved in a self-destructive manner. Initially, this behaviour was unwitting, but today it is not. There is abundant evidence now that modern industrial agriculture and humanity's ongoing burning of stored fossil fuels is destroying Earth's life-sustaining systems, poisoning the foods we live on, and divorcing us from a natural world we co-evolve with, what is called our Anthropocene dilemma. While consuming more resources than Earth's systems can replenish, we are hurtling towards multiple calamities. We must urgently and dramatically address the root causes of these impending disasters. This book is full of stories that show us how. A widespread consensus